Well, boys, we did it. This is the last Rumors Talking Movies.
We're finally done.
I can't wait.
I made a promise to you guys that after 100 episodes, we'd be done.
Why did we ever agree to that in the first place, Jackson?
I feel like we went too far. You know, we should have agreed to like 20 episodes and been like, oh, wow, you know, it's been a year.
Mm-hmm. Too bad he made us sign the blood contract.
Yes, it's the blood contract that Samuel L. Jackson signed for Nick Fury. He should have been done back in like Avengers 2, but we just kept him the whole time. So you're going to be with me until our Avengers 6.
Which is today. This is the last episode.
Oh, buddy.
What?
We're going to 200 episodes.
Oh, no.
200?
Yep.
I don't have that in me, man. You don't understand how the theme song works, fuckhead. What is wrong with you? You
fucking couldn't stop laughing.
You go. Play it again. Play the theme song again. Play it again. Play it again. Jackson, we're having a good time. We're laughing.
We're having a good time.
I'm having a good time.
We're having a good time. I can't. We're having a good time, hypothetically. So after the first one, like this chimes in. This
we're still talking.
We're talking normally. We're and then afterwards, I say something like, this is Rumi's Talking Movies.
Yeah, and then this is where our theme song goes.
No, don't talk during the theme song. We can't. Welcome back to Rumi's Talking Movies, the next best stop for all things movie news and reviews. I am your host, Danon, and joined with me today, as always, are my co-hosts.
Oh, me. Hi. Hi, guys. It's me, Jackson.
And
hi, guys. It's me, Camden. Thanks for the introduction, yeah. Jackson.
Normally, Danon says the names of the people going. He decided not to today.
You would think after 100 episodes, you could kind of go with it, but that's, you know, that's fine.
No, because you determine the order. Sometimes it's me first. Sometimes it's Camden.
Yeah, we were
you
a little confused.
Now, when I double hand point and like look at you.
Yeah, but you could also... He's like kind of in the same direction, you know?
Mm-hmm. We're both this way, you know?
But I didn't go like this. I went like that. That's great for all of our audio listeners. Just to let you know, we have a live studio audience with us for the 100th episode. Isn't that right? Live studio audience.
Mm-hmm. Let's have a cheer.
How do we do that? We fit like 100 people into one basement.
Wow.
One guy was really liking that. No,
this guy sounds different every time, right? Because it's a live studio audience. Look at that. Look at that variation in the voice.
I have an idea. Woo. I want to check to see if the effects loop over the sound effects.
They can all play at once.
No. So I'm saying like if I did the voice effect on something and then played it. So no one say anything so we don't spoil the voice effect. There's a soundboard this episode. But so everyone, I'm going to try something real quick. Oh, no. Our audience is full of chipmunk members.
No, we're the chipmunks.
We're just the chipmunks.
You tried.
But, you know, it's that's a lot of what happens with this podcast, trial and error. We've come across a lot of ideas before we stuck with Rumi's Talking Movies when we first did that. So I thought it would be interesting for us to kind of do like a retrospective before we jumped into our 100th episode of some of the ideas that we had going into that one. Of course, we have the one where it was chipmunks talking movies, which you all remember. We would suck in an entire balloon of helium and see how long we could go before we pass out or the helium runs out. Mm-hmm. It ran a little something like this.
Okay, guys. So I just did the balloon. I'm feeling great. So what are we talking about this week?
I don't think there was helium in Danon's balloon.
My head feels funny.
I'm feeling really good right now, guys.
See, the problem with that idea was that I often laced the helium balloon that I did with methamphetamine. So it was not...
I also laced your balloon with fentanyl.
Oh, now, the fun thing that I figured out with the soundboard, Jackson, is that I have a sensor. So, as all of you know, or as you may not know, we have a censored and uncensored version that we always release for our episodes. So that way, the kiddies can listen in without us swearing anything up. But I now have a sensor board. So that way, it's going to censor everything. I don't have to edit it anymore, which is great. So, Jackson, could you give me a hypothetical swear?
Yeah. So, fuck.
Okay. Yeah, no. Okay, no, that, okay, so that, I hit the smooth jazz button.
I hit the smooth funk button.
Oh,
man. Dude, stop hitting that funk button.
Sorry, I thought that's what you said, buddy. Anyways, could you give me again? I'll count you in.
All right.
So that, because there's a little bit of a delay. Let me make sure there's the right button. Is that the right button? Is it?
What?
There we go. Found it. Nice. A pink for sensor. So, Jackson, I'm going to count you in, then you swear, okay? 3, 2, 1.
Shit.
See? You didn't know that he said shit. Oh, okay. So we'll be good with that. Anyways, what were some of the other ideas that we had before we stuck to Roomies Talking Movies, Jackson? I know there was a couple.
Yeah, we went through a phase where we were like, what if we were demons? And we said demons talking movies.
Now, that was weird that we stuck with movies on that one, but we wanted to be demons. That was a similar blood pact. I had one. I mixed them up originally. So what it was supposed to sound like was something like this.
Hey, did you guys torture the souls of the living last week or something?
I don't know. I saw a... What's a bad movie? Hold on, I'm going to burn the bad movie.
Dear Evan Hansen.
I saw Dear Evan Hansen last week. Do you count that as torture?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Now, the problem with that was that our souls would be eternally damned. And, you know, that's a slippery slope. But thank you for bringing up demons talking movies, Jackson. I did appreciate that.
It was a classic idea.
Camden, what was the one that you wanted to run with?
You know, I didn't have a rhyming scheme for mine, but it was Roomies Through Time. And this one, we built a time machine and we traveled back to 1940s.
The 1940s one. I think I remember that one.
Yeah.
Did it sound anything like this?
It was called Roomies in the 40s.
Roomies in the 40s. Mm-hmm. Now, do not be shocked for those of you who were able to find this online. I am played by a white guy in this one, but it's just because.
It's just
because
of the time period.
Just it's time just... period. It's still my voice. It's just.
Hello. Welcome back to Roomies in the 40s.
Because it is very important to us that we are now in the 40s as we live in the 40s.
You can tell by our booming microphones and our stage voices.
I love the 40s and also world wars.
That damn Kaiser. We'll get him one day.
Damn you, Ashton Kutcher.
So the problem with that was Ashton Kutcher wasn't born yet. So.
Yeah, it didn't make
it was
a lot
always of... difficult trying to get that joke to land. We had it in every episode. Mm-hmm. We had it in every episode. Right, we even had the idea of having Jackson pretend to be Ashton Kutcher, but he can't do a good Ashton Kutcher impression. So do you want to try that?
I don't even know what Ashton Kutcher sounds like.
Hey, I'm Ashton Kutcher.
You know, with the time machine, we're like, okay, maybe the past doesn't work. Maybe we go to the future where we... turn all of our body parts into robots talking movies. You know, you know what I'm saying?
We haven't done this. Are we doing that right now? Because we haven't tried this one yet.
I think it's only one way. Hop into this time traveling toaster.
I don't want to replace all my body parts.
Too late.
Now, guys, I understand that Iron Man 16 was not everyone's favorite, but I really think that they're going somewhere with this character. I think it's just a little disrespectful that they brought back Robert Downey Jr. from the dead for this movie. But it's the fourth time they've done it, so it's like not even that bad now.
I guess that's true. The pain doesn't stop.
What pain? What is pain?
So much pain.
There was also this voice, but I didn't think that this was a better
voice.
This
was when I hit the first one was better.
I'm a Transformer.
Anyways. With that all being said, we want to thank you all so much for staying with us as we figured out our way, bumbled through a few ideas, and found our way to Roomies Talking Movies. And with that being said, I think it's time we jump into our 100th episode, 50 Shades Freed. You guys watched that, right?
No, what?
No, I forgot that was a thing.
What? No, I had to watch that movie. You? What are we?
I don't think we talked about this. I think you wanted to watch that movie.
No, because we missed it. And then Jackson brought it. Oh, you weren't here last week. Mm-hmm. Jackson brought it up. And so I thought we were doing.
No, you should have told me that, man. I would have watched it.
Man?
I know what we're doing this weekend.
What are you doing this weekend?
Oh my, we were just talking about it. Where were you?
We're actually going to be talking about Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. That was not the sound effect I wanted, but it's fine. Let's first off go to sequels and stops. That there time I did want to use it that way. So for sequels, we got some bad ones. First up on the chopping block, we have Velma Season 2.
Hey, who greenlit that?
Everyone who hate watched it.
You know what? Oh. Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, everyone who watched it because it was bad gave them enough money to do this.
Jackson, I think that's a good take. What do you think, audience?
Wow.
They agree with Jackson.
I love it.
And they sound different.
Thank you, live studio audience. You're great.
Oh, that's awkward.
That's so weird.
They changed it up so quick.
They got Squid Game Season 2. Squid Game Season 2.
Filming this summer. Which is really exciting. It was the big hit 2 years ago. It's a good one. Do you guys think you'd last that long in a Squid Game?
I hope Joe Biden's in this one.
Now, Jackson, that not only didn't answer my question, but it...
In a way, it did, though. In a way, it did. Because if Joe is there, I think Jackson has a better shot.
And then at the end, when he wins the game, they go, you did it, Joe.
And then he goes, Squid Game.
You're the president of the United States.
Zach Galifianakis, you know him. You love him. He was Joker in the Lego Batman movie, but he might be Stitch.
You know too many weird roles.
Zach Galifianakis is set to star in a Lilo and Stitch live action movie, but they say they don't know what role he's in. I'm confused why would they announce that he's in it and starring in it? There's two characters, but they didn't confirm that he's Stitch. So guys, I think he's playing Lilo.
Oh my God.
Mm. What if he's playing that beach guy? Or just some random character.
Oh, right, the beach guy.
Oh, the beach guy.
Yeah.
What?
There are a lot of side characters, though. There's the alien with the one eye who's like tall and like thin. And then there's the alien who's like bigger with a lot of arms.
What was his name?
You know, tall, thin alien guy.
Oh.
My favorite.
Weren't they named numbers?
Yeah.
No, that's what the projects were.
I think so.
I don't remember that.
I like the other one, like Stitch's counterpart, who was like much smarter than Stitch and could like speak English.
Leroy.
But he didn't like kill anyone with it. He just like made sandwiches.
Leroy.
I don't remember anything.
Yeah, they were like, we built you to be like a killing machine. You're so intelligent and like you're an alien. And then he was like, I'm going to make sandwiches.
I'm going to make some killer sandwiches instead.
Mm-hmm. You're having too much fun.
Yeah, you're a little overboard now.
Okay? I thought that was the rim shot, if I'm going to be completely honest.
Can you just read it? Like, I don't understand why you're sitting over here hitting the wrong sound effects all the time.
Oh, it legitimately says it.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Wait, I hit that. There we go. A live-action Hellboy movie is in the works with Brian Taylor set to direct. Now, don't get confused. This isn't the one with Ron Perlman. This isn't the one with David Harbour. This is a third live-action Hellboy. Now, to that, I think we should probably just leave him in animation, right?
Yeah.
Who really cares about Hellboy this much?
Like, you. To make it a live-action movie? Mm-hmm. Was that like an insult to anyone?
Yeah. Or the Kevin's a big fan of Hellboy, you know?
Yeah.
He's the reason this is being made.
You caught me.
Thanks. You know what is happening?
Yep, I do.
Remember how this the creator of SpongeBob was alive and he was like, I really don't want this to be like a cash grab?
And what happened the second he died?
They made it a new cash grab.
Yeah.
We got a SpongeBob spinoff movie called Saving Bikini Bottom, the Sandy Cheeks movie.
Great.
I don't even know what to think.
What SpongeBob character would you want a movie on? I think I want the My Leg guy. But like a 2-hour, like dramatic, like not even like the same tone as the show. Just like just live action.
Just a movie of depression. Every time this guy's broken his leg, he lives a life. His bones are made of glass.
Different guy, but I get what you're going for.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just said
I want a Larry the Lobster movie.
Damn it, Jackson.
Was that your idea?
No.
Oh.
Fucking asshole. Oop. There we go. Saved it in post. I think that for me, it would probably... What?
Oh my God, guys, it's about to be 11-11-11. Make a wish. Ready?
I wish you would shut up.
Oh.
What do you think of that, audience? Rim shot.
Yeah, can they shut the fuck up?
Shut up. Right. Let's go. All right. And then we have a live action How to Train Your Dragons movie in the works, set to release March 14th, 2025, which was interesting how they announced it. And they're like, it's coming out now, which means I'm assuming the story is already written and everything. Mm-hmm. But who do you cast as
Timothy
Hiccup?
Chalamet. It's
You're
happen.
Right.
It's
You're right, happen. Too. That's the worst part.
I hate it so much. I think they should cast you.
Or Tom Holland. Those are like the two people in my head that are like, could
at
place.
At least Tom Holland, I still feel like, I think he would do a better job than Timothy
kind of
Chalamet.
Fit
yeah, but he's also kind of jacked, you know?
I'm not complaining.
But like the whole point of Hiccup is that he's like not what his dad is.
Yeah.
Okay, then let's just starve Tom Holland. I don't see the big deal. Yeah.
That's terrible.
Hey,
we should never stop.
Could you pull a Joaquin real quick?
Yeah.
Jackson, are you insinuating
in the best
that people
movie
would
of all time?
You think people would enjoy starving actors just to get a role? Audience, what do you think of that? Oh, they're for it.
Wow.
But we didn't say this. We did not say
not
this.
Our beliefs here. This
it's
is
the
audience.
Live
studio audience.
It's the audience. It's that
actually,
one guy
is really loud if you ask me.
One guy is screaming every time. He just wants to be heard, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Finally, Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, that horror movie, has got a sequel confirmed. But Jackson, hold your breath and hold on to your pants, because we're now moving on to spinoffs. Bambi the Reckoning and Peter Pan Neverland Nightmare have also been greenlit within the same universe of Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, because they are all coming back into the public domain. The ones that Disney made like 50 years ago or whatever, they're finally coming back into public use and people are trying to use them a lot, which is
the dumbest
thing. Bambi the Reckoning.
What does that mean? Like a demon deer or he's going to have a gun?
No. Bambi the Reckoning, Bambi's mother gets killed. Bambi gets swole, jacked as hell, and just beats the fuck out of the hunter and kills him. Gets his revenge. The Reckoning of Bambi, if you will.
That's good. Who do you cast as Bambi?
John Cena.
A deer.
Okay, I didn't get a high five for mine.
Because yours wasn't stupid.
I said John Cena.
Yeah, that's that good.
All right, whatever.
That's good.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Anyways, we have some... Oh, sorry. Stops. There's glitter that flies out of my hands every time I do that. Yeah.
Why is the section called sequels and stops if we're doing sequel spinoffs and stops?
Because should we just call it Triple S? No, because you told me that sequel spinoffs and stops was a dumb name.
Yeah, should we just call it Triple S then?
Triple S is dumber.
I don't know. It makes more sense than sequels and stops if we're throwing in spinoffs.
Jackson?
Let's steal SDSU's conference name and just call it S cubed.
Okay.
Jackson, you're onto something.
Yeah, thanks.
Can we just call it S times S times S instead?
S, we'll parentheses S, parentheses S. Might be that. For stops, J.J. Abrams' Justice League Dark project has been scrapped.
Not the Justice League Dark project.
God, I was really looking forward to the Justice League Dark project from J.J. Abrams.
That's the one with Constantine, Swamp Thing, Deadman, Zatanna.
No. Do you think that they gave him Justice League because his name starts with a J? And they were like, oh my God, J.J. Abrams, Justice J. Abrams. Thanks, man.
I think it's time to move on to news, right?
That wasn't?
No. I think we skipped the news.
No.
You know what? Let's move past the 100th episode. Who even needs to know it? We have our first glimpse of Lady Gaga as Harley Quinn in Joker 2.
Could you pull it up?
Whoa. Jamie, pull that up.
Wow.
That looks like Lady Gaga.
You know what I like is the fact that the Joker has the same dumb face paint.
Mm-hmm.
Like they didn't even try to go any more. Like, yeah. Oh, it's Joker.
It's symbolic. You wouldn't get it.
You wouldn't get it. You didn't
your
like
feeble
this movie
mind
you didn't
can't
get it.
Grasp the connotations of this image right
oh
here.
Oh my God. What happened? Okay. How much better would the movie be? And this is not me crapping on the movie. How much better would the movie be if when he's doing the whole spoilers for Joker 2019. When he's doing the murdering in the hospital and he says his infamous line where he's like, my life was a tragedy. It turned out it's just a, hold on. Comedy. Mm-hmm. It played this noise afterwards. As his mom dies. And then he walks out. That'd be a better movie, right?
Why would that be a better movie?
Because it's like, oh, look how bad. Look, don't you feel bad for him?
Right. There wasn't enough emotional.
No, there wasn't any sympathy because I don't care.
I don't know if they really want you to feel sympathetic for him, though.
Then why make a movie?
Because he murders people.
That's interesting. Camden, this live studio audience. I ran into someone here today because we think you murder people.
What?
Yeah, the live studio audience is actually all police officers.
What?
Armed and ready to arrest you.
Say hello to our boys in blue.
No. That one guy yelling, he's the DA, isn't he?
why are they cheering for themselves? I don't know. But yeah, so Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Just looks like Lady Gaga with red lipstick. So that's going to be exciting. I know I don't like the movie, but I don't know why this movie is happening.
Because it needs to, didn't it? The world needs to see.
A singing Joker and plus Lady Gaga.
And plus.
James Gunn has confirmed something. DC Studios is now separate from Warner Brothers.
Now, I heard that they're doing this because they're trying to, like, almost get someone to buy DC from Warner Brothers. Like they're trying to make themselves profitable. That's why they just laid out the first phase kind of thing. The first chapter, they said.
That'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Who buys them though? Disney.
Oh, God. Can you imagine?
I wouldn't like that.
Yeah, that's bad. Did you see the Kevin Feige thing? Speaking of Disney, how he is aiming to oversee all of it. Mm-hmm. Have you heard about that?
Over all of what?
Disney productions. So Pixar, Disney, Marvel, Star Wars. He would be the big guy overseeing all of that's his goal, I guess, is the rumor, as he's trying to get promoted to that position.
How?
I don't know. I don't know, but
title?
I mean, he's got a good resume.
Everything coordinator.
Everything producer. It's still EP.
I think if that happens, there's a good chance Disney buys DC.
Mm.
And then where do we go from there?
We go to hell.
We go to hell. We go straight down to hell.
We're demons talking movies at that
demons
point.
Demons talking movies.
I just really like the new Batman.
Did you see the Flash rumor? It's not. I was reading through the news, but he didn't have it in here either.
What's the Flash rumor?
I was going to mention it about Grant Gustin. They want him to play the Flash.
Okay, really? But that's very much like a rumor. Grant Gustin doesn't want to play the Flash.
No, anymore. But like it's like a now a substantiated rumor that like there's like talks about it of like, should we do that? I don't know if it's like we're going to do it, you know, but
the movie comes out in a few months.
Mm-hmm. They don't have to know how they're resetting it until right before. Have you seen the Frozen 2 documentary?
That's a good point.
They didn't know who the singing voice was until weeks before the release.
We all know that.
We should have an aww sound effect too.
You're right.
Yep.
Sir Patrick Stewart and Ian McKellen, quote, have plans for their involvement in the MCU.
That's super weird because I thought Kevin Feige came up with the plans. I thought he was like, ooh, I got all the ideas. I'm making the movies. When did Sir Patrick Stewart and Ian McKellen start making them? I don't think they did. This is a fake news right here.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that is.
Now, I didn't know where you were going with it, and I'm really glad this is where you ended up with them.
That was so stupid.
I haven't told
they
you.
They don't make the plans? What?
Yeah, they can't have plans for the MCU. They're not Kevin Feige.
I haven't told you this in this episode, Jackson.
Why not?
I hate you.
Oh. Wow.
I needed a bit of reflection after that. I needed to think about where I went wrong.
Could you think about the next piece?
I've done 100 episodes of a podcast with someone that hates me.
Could you do the next news piece?
Kevin Feige says fewer MCU shows will happen going forward with more time given between shows release so they can have they can all have time to shine. That was a terrible sentence, Dana. All
right, man.
Let's work on that.
Yeah, but we're 100 episodes in. He's clearly not going to change. Can you just
fewer MCU shows, more time. Great.
Yeah.
Let the special effects catch up.
Yeah.
Please.
It feels like
we're at a point where special effects takes a certain amount of time and the movies are less than that amount of time. So with each passing movie, the special effects get worse because they have to overcompensate more.
I think they should just hire more people and pay them better. They definitely have
either
the money.
Or, buddy.
Right. You know what? You're right. Let's just space out the movie so we can keep underpaying our workers.
Exactly.
That's the better solution.
Audience, what do you think?
Yeah.
They're all bad people.
Wow. Well, they're cops.
The DA is somewhere in the audience.
I'm telling you. Emma Corrin from The Crown has been cast as the main villain in Deadpool 3. Kevin Feige has also confirmed that Deadpool 3 will be Marvel's first R-rated movie.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jackson, swear for me I got the sensor down.
Darn.
I think you actually censored Jackson pretty well.
Speaking of which, Kevin Feige gave a few more updates this week in like an interview, like on the red carpet or something. He's just throwing out information now for upcoming things. I bet he's making it up and the writers are going, what? And then they have to catch up. Harrison Ford, who we now know is taking over the role of General Thaddeus Thunderbolt Ross, is actually going to be the president in the upcoming Captain America New World Order.
Han Solo is president.
Why is that Never thought so I'd see the funny day. To me?
Well, he's already been the president before.
What? Oh.
In a movie.
What?
Yeah.
What movie?
I think it's Air Force.
Mm. A movie?
Air Force One. Air Force One. Okay. Air Force One is a plane. Air Force is just the force of air. Also known as gravity.
Right.
Why don't we call gravity Air Force?
Because it's not the force of air.
Air Force. Yeah, no, he's right.
Okay.
It's just the force of mass.
Yeah.
Mass force.
Danan learned some physics today. Bucky Barnes is confirmed to be the leader of the MCU's Thunderbolts. That doesn't make sense because
he's not evil. No, the Thunderbolts have some like 50-50s, like Black Widow and Red Guardian. U.S. Agent, Taskmaster, and Ghost are all known murderers, so that's
Yeah, I don't really, I thought Suicide Squad... Thunderbolts were kind of similar.
They're just doing the Suicide Squad.
Yeah, but then they're doing it with good people.
Rick Flagg was good.
Not when he shot John Cena.
He didn't.
He might have shot John Cena.
He might have shot John Cena, the actor. John Cena, the actor. That's a good point.
You got to look out for that.
You got to look out for that John Cena.
Tom Holland's Spider-Man 4 is currently being written. Filming is possibly starting at the end of this year, 2023.
Ooh, that's exciting.
I had to specify there because I know if I said Spider-Man 4, some people would be like,
oh, Tobey Maguire. They skipped Amazing Spider-Man 3 and went straight to 4. But no, that's exciting. I hope this is I hope it's what I think it is. The Spider-Man movie. That's what
I don't think I have a lot of hopes.
You hope it is.
You've been seeming a lot less hopeful recently.
I'm sorry.
Do better.
Okay.
We got Secret Invasion and Loki Season 2 as the only confirmed MCU Disney Plus projects to be released in 2023. That doesn't mean they're the only ones. They're the only ones confirmed.
I'm mad about this, dude. Uh-huh. I'm mad.
Yeah?
We were promised What If Season 2. If there's no fans for that show, then I'm fucking dead.
I'm pretty sure there's going to be a second season released, but I think they're just talking about live action.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not really seeing how Loki Season 2 is going to fit into the...
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
Into the overall grand scheme of
Quantumania gave us nothing about anything that would happen.
Now, I find that statement interesting, not only because of the ending of Loki, which revealed Jonathan Majors' Kang as becoming the big threat, but also Kang being the big threat of this Ant-Man movie.
What?
There was no relation. If you haven't seen the movie yet, don't worry about it. Not important.
That's a different Jonathan Majors.
A teaser poster was released for The Marvels with an updated release time. I couldn't finish the sentence. For all the audience, Danen went to look up The Marvels poster on the screen that we were using to read the script.
Can he finish the news bit?
All right. A teaser poster was released for The Marvels with an updated release time from July to November.
Okay, now we can look at it, Damon. Yeah, Thank you for pulling it up. We appreciate that.
Wow, that's a great Marvels poster. I hope it didn't interrupt someone in saying a news of it.
Except Captain Marvel. They all, like, the Photoshop looks really bad on her for some reason. Zoom in. Like, I don't know. She looks like she's in it. She looks like she's in it. And then Captain Marvel is just like, they put me here. This movie is going to get so much hate online. I feel so bad for this movie.
Because of women?
Because of women and also women of color and young women. They have all the things that people hate and it's just not good. So
audience, no matter how good. What do
we think of that? I hit the 40s button on accident.
Oh, no, we're more sexist.
Well, I, for one, am not excited now.
That was the 40s me played by a white guy. This is normal thing.
But yeah, I think that this is going to get a lot of, no matter how good the movie is, it's just going to get shit on online. Thank you. You know, this isn't going to make sense for the censored version because you're going to have to go back and censor it each time. So it's going to go.
It's going to be an extended censor.
Yeah.
All right. I hope you know that.
It's going to be a real freaking treat.
I think it's funny that the Marvels is just such a dumb concept. Like, hear me out.
Okay.
Two people with cosmic powers, someone that can grow big.
I misspelled Tetris.
I was wondering what you were laughing about. I was like, I don't think this thing I said was that funny.
No, we got to move on.
My point is, I just don't understand. Like, I get that their names are similar and that they were like, ooh, let's bring Captain Marvel and Kamala Khan together because she's Miss Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, their powers are so different. I just think it's weird. Like, how are they going to explain that?
Well, in the comics, all
not
three of them.
That, but how is the dynamic going to work?
Yeah, but, like, the Fantastic Four, they're all different powers.
Yeah, but they work together.
Yeah, they're going to work together.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to. What? Did you think that they were all going to be?
Well, it just, we know when that I see because the poster, the end of I'm Marvel, like, oh, two of these people Marvel, are flying, and one of them.
They're connected somehow. We don't know how they're connected.
Walk on elevated platforms.
Now, neither of you fully said a coherent sentence because both of you are talking over each other.
You know, I just think that there's a power discrepancy. You know, with the Fantastic Four, they're all like, you know, maybe, okay, the Human Torch is cool because he can fly and also be on
maybe
fire.
He's cool.
But the Thing is just a big guy. Mr. Fantastic just stretches and Invisible Girl goes invisible, you know? It's like they don't have much variety. This one, it's like, I have the power of multiple suns in my body. Mm-hmm. I can punch a guy. That's Ms. Marvel.
Oh, okay. I got confused.
Right, yeah, but can Captain Marvel make a big fist? Didn't think so.
Mm. Also, they're all Captain Marvel in the comics at one point or another. So that's why they're all the Marvels.
As in, like, they have the same power? Like,
no, they all have the title.
My point is just about the power discrepancy.
Because she can't fly.
Like
that's the requirement.
How right? is Kamala Khan going to be able to help the person who has the power of infinite suns in them? You know?
Man, it's almost as if we can figure that out in a movie.
I get, yeah.
That's now been delayed.
Yeah, like months.
4 months.
Which means we have time for Echo. Why can't that series come out this?
There, I thought that's it was like, supposed to.
Yeah, it's supposed to, but that wasn't confirmed by Kevin Feige yet. That, I would imagine, would have the least amount of special effects in it.
You would
because
think.
Her ability is she can copy people's like movements and then beat them in a fight. That doesn't need any CGI.
Mm-hmm. Unless they can shoot lasers from their fists. And then she can also shoot lasers.
They're putting She-Hulk in every single episode, and so they have the CGI She-Hulk.
Every series that got delayed.
That was a bad decision to make a show out of just because of how much CGI they had to do.
I don't think it was a bad idea.
A lot of Hulk stuff, you know?
I think it was bad because they didn't give it time to do that.
Yeah, I guess, but it's hard, though. It's a lot of CGI.
Yeah, it's a good thing they nailed MODOK. Let's move on to trailers. For trailers, we have Tetris, but I spelt it incorrectly, so it's Terrace. Originally Tetris, we had this news bit like a year and a half ago, where it was like they were doing a Tetris movie, and we're like, how are you going to do that? This is a dumb idea. Mm. It's following how they invented the world's most famous game.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's not actually like, we're blocks, and we're coming down on the T-block.
Hold on.
That'd be so much cooler.
Hold on. What do you think the T-blocks is? Here's like my impression of a robot Angry Bird.
That's a cute robot Angry Bird. Why are we doing Angry Birds as Tetris?
You're a party pooper.
100 years, Jackson.
We've been doing this for 100 years.
I've been stuck in this prison with you for 100 years, and you will never be an Angry Bird just once. But no, it's exciting. It's got our boy Taron Egerton in it, which is fun.
He's my favorite guy.
Oh boy.
Ever?
No.
Who's your favorite guy ever? Right. Hey Jackson, do you
Don
hear the crickets?
Don Cheadle, baby.
That is the pick of the century.
Oh my god. Audience, what do we think about Don Cheadle?
Have we been through a century of Roomies talking movies?
I think it's been 100 years.
It's been 100. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
100 weeks, 100 centuries.
100 days.
We've had a cent, because that means 100 cent podcast.
Mm.
Centcast.
Hey, I think we're Kevin, at least 1 cent.
1 cent.
Oh, thanks, Jackson. We're holding hands right now.
That was cool. I'm glad I got to be a part of that.
Yeah. Now, I'm glad you weren't.
Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. Now, I did a little funny thing when I wrote it out in the script. I capitalized all the letters in Quantumania that would make it say Ant-Man.
Wait. Everyone, we gotta push really hard so we can have a video come up too. Everyone, push really hard. Ready?
we did it.
Wow.
We did it.
Hey. I definitely, yeah.
Hello, everyone. To those of you jumping in on just the video end, this doesn't make sense because of.
We just did a bit.
But listen to the podcast bit, Roomy Soccer Movies. We'll put the link on the screen. There we go. We did it. But you missed the first half of our awesome podcast where we talk about all things movie news and reviews. But welcome to our 100th episode and welcome to our new studio.
It's not a new studio, but it kind of feels like a new studio.
Are things in it that weren't in it before?
It's the same studio.
Are there more things room. In it? It's okay. It's the new it's a new layout of this old studio.
Yeah, I will agree. I'll agree with that.
Why are you being angry?
Why are you like this? Right now?
You know, I just like correcting people
episode,
when they're wrong.
Seriously,
Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania.
Ant-Mania.
Or Ant-Mania.
Ant-Mania.
We got a little bit of a plot going around. So, from the last one, we all know in Ant-Man and the Wasp, at the end, Scott Lang Dunn got stuck in the quantum realm. But they were able to get Janet Van Dyne, Hank Pym's wife, who got lost in the quantum realm, out. But then they all got dusted from Thanos. This is what happens when there's 21 movies before this one. In this one, Endgame already happened. Everything's good. But Ant-Man missed those 5 years because he was in the quantum realm. They used that to help with time travel and everything. Good, good, good. Everyone's back. Ant-Man helped save the world, and he's riding on that high. Janet's taking over Pym Labs. It's called Pym Van Dyne now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's using Pym particles to just save the world. And it's all really interesting stuff. Stuff that you're like, man, can we see that?
But no. If you want to see it, you can go to Disney's California Adventure, because that's where you go to Pym's test kitchen, where they explain that they've been using Pym particles to make food bigger to help save the world. And they have like posters of all the stuff that they've done. So if you want backstory, go to the theme parks.
$120.
$170.
$170 for a big pretzel. Anyways, Scott's daughter, Cassie, done had those 5 years without her dad. And so she was trying to figure something out. Recently, her, Hank, and Janet were making a little beacon to kind of, you know how we scan the bottom of the ocean? Like the dolphins do, echolocation. Mm-hmm. They're using that for the quantum realm. How? But they have a little device, and then Janet's like, what do you, we got to turn this off. Mm-hmm. We got to turn this off. And they're like, why? And they're like, it's not Kang it's Kang though, but we don't get to hear his name until an hour into the movie.
Yeah.
We do not hit that. But then for whatever reason, it was enough time. Little portal opens up. It closes afterwards, which is good, because all of San Francisco would have been sucked.
Yeah, that would have been really bad.
But our main heroes get sucked into the quantum realm, and there they have to find each other and find a way out, all while being chased down by someone who we don't know, called the Conqueror. It's Kang. It's Jonathan Majors Kang in all the posters and advertisements.
Yeah, and they literally and the trailers told everyone.
Yeah.
It's like not even a surprise.
Yeah.
You know, but he's got Kang.
They could have done better.
Kang, Ant-Man, and Wasp. And our newest hero, Stature, and Hank, and Janet, and also the Quantum Realm people, which there's Freedom Fighters. There's Goop.
And there's MODOK.
MODOK.
Don't forget MODOK.
MODOK's in this, but MODOK's not fighting.
He's not a Freedom Fighter.
No. I don't want to rope him in with that. He fights the Freedom Fighters. He's a Freedom Fighter.
There's
a Psychic guy, Goop guy, Laserhead, the leader lady, and a bunch of others.
And none of them had names, really.
I think they did.
They all had names. They're just not that memorable.
They probably said him once.
Right, once, yeah. Nice.
But are all 50 of them enough to beat Kang? Find out right now. So we have our characters. How do we think about Scott Lang / Ant-Man?
Sorry, I just came up with a fan theory in my head. We'll talk about
it later. We'll jump into fan theories near the end.
Scott Lang, Ant-Man. I have something to complain about this movie in its entirety, but it relates exclusively to characters.
Mm-hmm.
There were shots where I was like, that is Paul Rudd. Mm-hmm. Or like, that is Michael Douglas. And then there were shots where it felt like their heads were really thin. Mm-hmm. Did you guys notice that? Like, there were shots in the movie where it didn't really like fully look like the actors almost. And I don't know like what was wrong about the shot. I don't know if it was just because of all the CGI.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe just because like
but
bad
like,
incorporation with the
But
background.
Like sometimes like Michael Douglas like would not look like himself. And I was like, what is happening? Like, so my complaint for the characters in this movie is that they don't look like themselves.
Now, let's get back to the character of Scott Lang, Ant-Man.
Okay.
Of just the character, not the way they look.
No, that's like a what doesn't work.
Yeah.
You skipped a little too far.
It's about
characters. A little Ant-Man too far.
Ant-Man's he's funny, but he in this movie I think he has like a greater purpose. He's no longer the haha silly easygoing guy. He's like the I only care about my daughter, which is nice, you know. But it's also you can also be funny. I feel like the jokes on Ant-Man's part were kind of dialed back a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys felt the same.
Yeah,
he was more reserved, but he was like he was the unexpected. Like, well, there's an adult here, but you're like, but it's Ant-Man.
Yeah,
he shouldn't be the adult here.
Right.
Yeah.
So when he's like, "Don't say that, Kang. I'll mess you up," and you're like, "I mean, we know he can, but it's weird coming from that guy."
Mm-hmm.
But he's fine. He's riding a high, so. That's fun seeing him like, I don't need to be a superhero anymore. I pretty much saved the world, which he mentions a bunch because, I mean, who wouldn't you save the world?
He wrote a book about it, too. That was a very pronounced point.
Yeah. I think a very good ratio in this movie, the best ratio we've seen so far, of Ant-Man to Giant-Man in this movie.
Yeah.
Very good balance of both. We got to see him shrink and grow.
That's something I'm not a fan of, though.
Yeah.
I think, like, his name is Ant-Man. I think he could probably... Like, obviously, he can do more as Giant Man, but that kind of, like, takes away from his whole character. It's like, then just be Giant Man all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's
But then
stupid.
They'd have to rebrand the thing. They just
right,
kinda...
it's dumb. But I think you can do a lot more, like, cooler stuff visually with the smaller thing.
Yeah.
It's more effective when you're big, obviously.
Because he's a big old guy,
you're
but...
giant.
But it was cool seeing both and, like, him being able to switch. Like, Ant-Man is not in this stage of, like, oh, I'm learning new tech, or it's broken, or I don't know how to use it. He's just like, yeah, I should be big in this situation, and he's big. So it's nice to not have to deal with that in this movie. Mm-hmm. But don't worry, there's another character.
But I'm confused about the big in the quantum realm too. How does that work? Because he's just slightly bigger. So why is he like running super slow if he's still super small?
Yeah,
he's
we're not going to use bigger. Science until we get to what doesn't work. Now we have Hope Van Dyne as Wasp.
Mm-hmm. I feel like she didn't play much of a role in this movie. Like she was there. And that was about it.
I just think I think when she was there, it was good. I just think she was overall underutilized.
Yeah, I was because like it's called Ant-Man and the Wasp,
mm-hmm.
but it really did not. She was in a couple of fight scenes. She was, but I can't even think of any lines that she said now. Like besides like just some casual talk, I feel like she barely talked.
Yeah, there's a weird ratio. Over focus on Janet, but Janet was the one in the quantum realm,
mm-hmm.
and we'll get into that. But I feel like this movie could have used with more Wasp, and I think having that balance, like when they're all together, of course, this isn't a spoiler, when they're all together for the big fights at the end, you're like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, why didn't we just have this the whole movie?
Yeah, I think it, honestly, it should have just been called Ant-Man Quantumania.
I don't think
the Wasp was a big enough part of the movie, which kind of sucks. Unless you consider, like, are we talking about both Ant-Mans and both Wasps? Because if we're talking about Janet, then I guess Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Then I guess the Wasp.
I honestly would call it the Wasp in Quantumania. Yeah. You know?
I would have called it
Quantum Waspomania.
Quantum Waspomania. Speaking of Wasp, we now have Cassie Lang as Stature. The newest.
Stature?
Yes.
Did they say that in the movie?
Mm, once.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
I thought her name was Stinger.
Mm. Might be either or. Mm. Might be Stinger. She doesn't Stature. Have stingers, though.
No, she doesn't, but I don't know.
But they're going both with, of the
characters.
Insects.
Both of the characters.
What's Stature?
Stature is because she grows big. They're both like her name in the comics.
That's dumb, though.
Yeah, but like, now that I'm thinking about
Wasp, like
when
Stature.
You said, when you said Stinger, now mm-hmm. I'm like, but she doesn't even have stingers on the costume. So mm-hmm. why would she be called Stinger?
But is she? Know. That's the thing in the comics, right?
Stinger? Yes. Okay. But she has stingers in the comics. So right. I'm confused why it would be either.
Stature
or.
Makes more sense if she grows big.
But she also grows small.
Everyone can go big, apparently. We haven't seen Hope go big.
I don't know if, I bet Hank's like, oh, no, that gives you cancer.
You're not doing that, sweetie. No.
Like, there's a reason why Wasp has
The Langs are fine. They can do whatever they want.
They can die. I don't care. she's our newest hero. Another one to add on to the Young Avengers. Now for this character, she's fine, but she's one of those characters that's like, this is my fault. And you go, yes. And there's never a situation where it once isn't that character's fault that something happens.
It's one of those things, too, where it's just like, if you could communicate clearly, this movie would be resolved. I don't like movies like that. You know? And Janet was the clear
problem
crux of non-communication. You know?
But Cassie was great. She's fun. It was cool seeing Ant-Man teach her how to punch as Ant-Man.
Wait, Cam, did you just talk about Janet when we're talking about Cassie?
Oh,
Jax is going to have an
aneurysm. I was like, wait a minute.
But
I might have jumped ahead.
But yeah, suit's fine. It's purple. It's a purple Ant-Man suit.
It's purple Ant-Man.
Yeah, I wish they did.
She has a thing where she learns how to use the powers. I don't think she ever figures it out, which kind of sucks.
It's fully like.
She, does it once at the end, right?
She pulls an Ant-Man one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense, though. Yeah, if you've never really used the suit before.
But I like it when they fully develop the learning. I feel like it was kind of cut short.
You know? Yeah, which is weird because this movie's 2 hours long.
Yeah.
We now move on to Hank Pym and Janet Van Dyne. Now, I roped them together because Hank Pym is there.
He's there. He has one purpose in this movie.
I love ants. Michael Douglas.
I love ants.
I love Michael Douglas.
He loves ants.
He's great in these movies.
Yeah.
He was barely in them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Janet Van Dyne, now she's like, but I can't tell you what happened. Is it Kang? Did you do something about Kang? Was Kang a problem?
That would have been really funny if Hope was just like, oh, you mean Kang.
Oh, Kang the Conqueror?
And Janet's like, what, you know about him? And she's like, yeah, no, we all know about Kang about him. It was in the trailers.
And he's like, oh, are you talking about Jonathan Majors iteration of Kang? Sweetie, you know about that? Of course. I saw the poster. but they were playing the pronoun game for so long, but it doesn't make sense because they say it like four times and then they go, the Conqueror. I'm like, cool, we'll call him the Conqueror until we see Kang, but they don't do that. They go back to him. He don't dare speak his name. Why?
Why? There's no reason not
Voldemort
not to.
Or anything.
Yeah. Like, he's not like someone who's like, oh, someone said my name. I'm going to teleport to them now. Mm-hmm. That's not a thing. So I don't know why they were like, we can't mention that it's Kang. We know it's Kang.
Mm-hmm.
It's like she's like, you guys can't know about Kang, but also she did a heroic thing with Kang. Like, wouldn't she want to tell people, like, oh, I stopped the literal end of the world.
Yeah, yeah.
I was tricked by Kang, and now he's a threat. That's
we can't
all
let him out.
That's all you need to say.
Yeah.
Right. It wouldn't even confuse anyone. They go, oh, okay, so whoever Kang is a bad guy. Got it. You wouldn't lie about this, Janet. Right. You've never done something
there. Maybe she was like, ooh, if I tell them about Kang, they might want to give up and go home. Like, no, they wouldn't, though.
They boned. And I think that's where a lot of the trouble comes from. They were together for a long time.
And it's Jonathan Majors.
And it's Jonathan Majors.
Everyone look at the camera.
And as
you're telling me.
Come on now.
You're alone with Jonathan Majors for years. I don't even think about it.
Come on.
Come on. It's
she has
Majors.
Needs.
Exactly. I was going to say a direct movie quote, a woman has needs.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of women's needs, we move on to MODOK.
He could fulfill.
MODOK, it was revealed like within the trailers and everything, but with slight spoiler warning, it's Darren.
Mm-hmm.
From the first movie. If you forgot, that's Yellow Jacket. If you forgot, that's the bad guy from the first Ant-Man movie. If you forgot, Ant-Man is the character who can shrink and grow. Now, with Darren, when he gets beaten at the end of the first Ant-Man, he gets shrunk down, but for whatever reason, his head stayed big and his arm stayed small, which they never fully explained.
I think it's kind of funny, though. I think it was kind of like, because Kang was the one who brought him back, or like kept mm-hmm. him alive. Maybe that was like a necessary thing to keep him alive.
Yeah.
It looked like he was coming out of a goop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anywho.
That was funny. Head. We saw his little butt.
Yeah, we saw a little butt. MODOK was fine.
I liked him.
He
was good. I think they established something. They show exactly what they're going to do with MODOK from the moment you see him. Mm-hmm. That's fair to say without spoiling. The moment he enters the screen, you go, got it. This is what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Not in like a I can see the ending. They're like, you know what's going on, right? Like they don't try to hide anything that MODOK will do within this movie. They go, yeah, you're seeing what we're doing here. And you go, okay, movie. I'll see you in 30 minutes at the credits.
Right.
But MODOK is in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
That is what we can say.
Looked funny.
Looked
like
funny.
Not in like a necessarily bad way, just
it's
funny. Just,
like, there's it was weird. There's like it's not much you can do with a character yeah, who's a head with tiny yeah, arms and legs. Like,
but it felt more like, wide than it yeah. needed to be.
The problem is, right, we can talk about this really quickly.
The problem is,
like technically,
yeah.
They're filming it in IMAX, right? They would have to zoom in on his face proportion to pretty much fill the screen while they're filming like his face, which is maybe what they did. But then, even then, they have to still stretch the resolution. Like because of how high quality resolution the movie's in, stretching a face, they can't
high def it to the point of like
because the rest of the movie he does not
look bad.
He doesn't. It just clearly looks like someone took a face and then just made it wider. I guess
when he talks, it's weird. I'm uncomfortable when MODOK is on the screen. I think that's a fair.
But it's fun though.
But it's
like,
fun. Though.
It's like I like that I'm uncomfortable when he's on the screen. It's fun.
Speaking about fun, let's go on to our final character, Kang. All right, Marvel.
Easily the best character.
Yeah, easily the best part of the movie.
Marvel. You did it. You pulled out another one. A good villain.
Mm-hmm.
Good villain. Nice. No quips.
Switching it up recently.
No quips. A very clear and present threat. Mm-hmm. Can kill anyone. Has a goal and will be bad if his goal is accomplished. That's all you need, Marvel. When you make Iron Mongor, a guy who's like, I'll be Iron Man. I'm going to be a weapon and I'm going to kill you. Sure, it's a threat to Iron Man, but what is he going to do afterwards?
Mm-hmm. Just run the company,
yeah.
But to keep making weapons like they were doing.
Like, that's not the end of the... It's a very personal one. And in mm-hmm. Ant-Man, we care because he's like, I'm going to kill your daughter. And what's cool is in this movie, Kang is like, I'm going to destroy the world and I'll kill your daughter. So you mm-hmm. get both.
Yeah.
Both threats.
You can do both. Mm-hmm. They show that in this one. And I feel like that's where Marvel sometimes donks it up. Because Gore was great, but the problem with Gore is he's like, I'm going to kill all the gods. We've never met another god beyond the Asgardians, so I don't really care.
Then we meet gods and they're all
Jackson.
Yeah, thanks.
I have a censor bar. Kang is fantastic. Jonathan Majors, oh my god, especially with the fact that he is established very early on in Loki. There will be variants of him. I'm not fully sold on which is going to be the Kang. It could be this one. Because he's the conqueror. He's called that. So I wouldn't be shocked if they're like, yeah, here's the big one. But we also know, especially with Loki season two and a bunch of stuff like that, we're going to see more Kang, maybe in other movies as a bad guy. I'm interested to see what
they do. I think this one is the main bad guy.
I'd be upset if we lose this Kang.
Because he was like exiled, right?
Yeah.
And, like, why would you? Kang was exiled. Yep. Yep. We don't know by who.
We do know. But we don't want to spoil it.
We can't tell you.
We will talk you about it later.
We will talk you about it.
The live studio audience just said multiple bad words towards me.
Well, that's what cops do.
It makes sense if you watch the episode thus far. Mm-hmm. But anyways, Kang is fantastic. I can't wait to see what they do with him within these next few phases as the big bad. What works in this movie?
I think they had all the pieces.
Like
every time I see a picture from the movie, especially of like Kang or someone, or like an image of like Kang and Ant-Man together, I can remember the scene that happened, but to me, it happened way cooler than it actually happened. Like they had all of the things right. They just like almost like didn't connect them properly.
I think they had too many pieces. They had all the pieces to make the movie, but then they're like, oh, but we also have Goop Guy.
Right.
And they're like, well, we don't need Goop Guy. He's like, but
I want to. So when you see things, you're like, that was good and that was good. Like I can pick out the good parts, but there was just too much.
There is still like an hour and a half a good movie in this.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that it is 2 hours. So to go through the 30 minutes of bad, which is so much. I think the first
45 minutes was just, it was hard for me to even feel like I was interested in the movie. It felt like I felt like they hadn't even turned the lights off almost.
Guys,
like,
we're in what world right now?
This is a typical thing with Kim.
Yeah, no, I mean, I guess we do this a lot.
So what works? Kang?
The things, I guess what I was trying to say is they had all of like the good visuals and the good key points. I think that they had the map for a good movie. Mm-hmm. That's what works about this movie.
Is that it could have been a better movie?
No, like there are like good moments, you know, but it's not enough to carry it.
Yeah.
Right.
Kang carries it.
It's overshadowed. Mm-hmm. Kang does carry the movie. I think the movie has good jokes.
Yeah.
A lot of good comedic callbacks at the end made me go, oh, do this.
I don't think there were bad jokes. There was to say.
There were a couple where I think they leaned in a little too hard, like the Baskin Robbins thing. Like, I didn't need that. But for the most part, you know, Ant-Man's a funny character.
I think complained about the humor in this movie. I don't think the humor was the issue.
No.
There was no problem with the humor because
maybe they were thinking it wasn't enough. Maybe they were like, this character's too emotional in this movie.
No.
He shouldn't care about anyone.
I'm positive the issue with it, and this will be what I talk about and what doesn't work, is something. But
something.
I thought that the action sequences were really interesting when they built to something. So whenever like you could start to see the snowballing of like, we got to get on this ship, and then more elements get added to it. When you finally get to the action sequence, you're like, this is cool. When you see Kang at the end, he's like, my minions. And you're like, oh, they're going to have to fight all of this stuff that we're seeing on screen. This is going to be cool. And then they execute it well. It's just the in-betweens of that. It doesn't feel like a build-up to an action set piece, more, which isn't a bad thing, because that's what a lot of the Marvel movies that don't do well end up doing.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is the things in between the setup to the action pieces either are like very, very great dialogue, or it's like a nothing scene. It's a nothing burger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So with that being said, I think we should move into what doesn't.
No, I have one last thing.
We're going to stay in what works.
I was going to say they had to build a world for this movie, right? The quantum realm is this entire new place. I think creatively they did a good job. I think the characters, the animals we see, the ships and stuff like that, like the societies we see, very cool. Like I love ideas like that.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, then, the ideas were good.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
But then when it's all up there, you're like, what happened?
It's less than the sum of its parts.
We can get into what doesn't work, and I'll lead with the same point. CGI. CGI is, you know,
so
it looked great.
I think
the
problem with that is pretty much the whole movie takes place in the quantum realm, which doesn't exist, and you can't use real set pieces for it. Like, what do you, like, I don't know how you could even film not in a studio, like a soundstage.
No, I think they used the. I think they used the volume.
Yeah, and it looks better than normal green screen, but it's still clearly like when they first enter the quantum realm and they're just like, "What is this place?" I like couldn't even like make out anything.
No,
it was just
like
a mess of visuals. I was like, "What is what?"
It's a moving sky, and you're like, "I don't know what the quantum realm should look like."
Like I don't know, like. And I know it's supposed to be confusing, I guess. Yeah. We're not supposed to understand it. But, like, you can do confusing and visually appealing.
Yeah.
You know what
I
mean? Like, it doesn't have to look like they threw up on the screen.
I also think that they could have done what they did with this movie with a different villain and it would have been a better movie. Mm-hmm. And that's the weird part because Kang is the best part. But when you have the Thanos of this new chapter of the MCU in this movie, you don't show me a fantastical world. I do not care.
True.
Show me this bad guy. Show me everything about this guy and what he's doing.
Or spend very little time on it. You know what I mean?
Or like, this is weird. And he's like, do you see? And the villain could even gesture and go, do you see this awful place? Do you see how weird it is? Mm-hmm. This is torture for me.
We didn't need all the subplots we got.
Yeah. There was too many elements of things that were paid off by a sentence. Mm-hmm. Let's get out of here. Mm-hmm. And you're like, we spent 20 minutes on this?
Yeah.
It was a little odd. I think do Kang or do the Quantum Realm Freedom Fighters? Not both.
Right.
Because that's just too much of a whatever. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. I guess we're not like too into spoilers yet, but I feel like there's a lot of relationships in this movie that are not like sort of forced to happen.
Yeah.
Like a lot of like the characters care about each other for no reason, if that makes sense. Like in particular, I'm talking about like the Freedom Fighters and like the main characters. It's kind of like, I guess they share a common enemy, but that's about it. And like they're almost too.
See, if you make it a different character, kind of like, it's Mole Man. And you go, that's weird. Mm-hmm. And then they go, we have to stop him. And Ant-Man's like, well, we need to get out of here. Yeah. But you have this other thing of Janet going, we have to stop Kang. Where it's like, they're going against each other. Whereas if they all got trapped in the Quantum Realm and they have to beat Mole Man or whoever you put in that position, they help the Freedom Fighters. They stop them. They go home at the end.
Cooler if MODOK was the villain of the movie.
Yeah.
Working for Kang. Right. Right,
that's like that's thought. The one little connection.
I thought it was gonna be like MODOK was the highlight, and then Kang was just going to be this overarching
this big bad at
like
the end.
Threat where we get to know more about him. Mm-hmm. But he's not like
he's like an actual antagonist.
MODOK is Ronan, and Kang is Thanos. Because Ronan's like clearly like okay, even if he
but
completes
it's like
what he
if
wants.
In Guardians
to do.
Of the Galaxy, Thanos came down after like Ronan lost and was like. Poof, poof, and just like beat them or something like to beat them up like and you're like why is Thanos here now
you know? Even like, if it's just like a one of the random minions goes Kang MODOK lost and the heroes escape he's like oh they escaped but they led me right where I wanted them to go and then you go oh no Kang's coming or whatever instead it's like I'm MODOK and I'm Kang and I'm shut the
we're gonna talk directly
and then you're like okay well that was
But maybe, I don't know, maybe they're going for a different thing like maybe in this
maybe for a different thing.
Phase like Kang is the villain of every project, which is kind of cool when you
which
think about
it. Which is kind
of
cool, but
might get old.
Especially when there's a Daredevil series.
It obviously like some things he won't. I'm talking about like the main.
I'm
story
Kingpin.
Points.
I'm gonna like, rule New York, and I'm Kang. What the
villain of Loki? Villain of Ant-Man? Probably gonna be villain of Fantastic Four.
Yes,
I would assume.
Yes.
Who else? Like what else is coming out that he could be the villain of?
Deadpool.
Maybe, yeah, like maybe he's like hunting down. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be more TVA focus, I think.
Yeah, but
I
who
feel
runs
like Loki's
going
to tie into that. I know. I know Kang's going to be like a part of it, but it's not going to be like Kang personally. Like in this movie, why was Kang personally like throwing hands? Like, it was cool. But
I was impressed.
I mean, I think they just needed to have a way to introduce this version of Kang. Give him a reason that
maybe
he's in the world, but we haven't seen him.
I think you're
right.
I
think they needed
that. Especially and because not everyone watched Loki.
Yeah.
And so.
Which if you haven't, go watch Loki.
Yeah, it was very important.
It's very good
so
show,
funny.
Too.
Loki season one is integral to the entire MCU.
I'm a fan of that.
It's so cool.
I'm a fan of
just
that.
Just like one, like Sylvie because, killed him and now everything is
because
happening.
Because Falcon and the Winter Soldier, the next movie you go, oh, Sam Wilson's Captain America. I guess that happened in the show, whatever. Mm. But everything that happens in Loki is so important.
And it affects everything that happens, pretty much everything.
Yeah.
It's cool. I don't know. I like
Loki
the way
caused
going
No Way Home.
Yeah.
Variants, different things like that. That wouldn't have happened if we didn't have Loki first to introduce that concept.
Right.
It's good. Yeah. Anyways, not on a better MCU project. Do you have anything else before we get into our rating?
Just one slight thing. God, I'm so tired of cliches. We don't need to say, where are we when we get into a new place?
Also, that doesn't make sense when they're like, this goes to the quantum realm.
Yeah, exactly.
They go to the quantum realm.
Yeah.
Where are we?
Gee,
the quantum
we
realm.
Well, okay, that one I guess made sense. But I've been getting a lot of videos trying to explain plot holes from this movie, like I was complaining to you guys about. And that one, I guess in the first Ant-Man movie, they explained that there's a quantum void. And that's, I guess, where Scott got stuck the first time in the first Ant-Man movie. Mm-hmm. And then there is like another phase in between that where there's like a temporal, like that's where all the time travel happens. And if you get past those two, then you're in the actual quantum realm. And so that's why Janet didn't age when she was in the quantum realm, because she got past like the temporal place and was like in like the normal quantum, like the actual, like where all like the beings are. And that's what they could never like see past the void or whatever. Yeah.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Why didn't they say that in the movie?
Right. Right.
Wouldn't that be a cool? Right?
They could have explained so many things. They could have been like, this is how aging works in the quantum realm. Mm-hmm. We are in here for multiple days, but we're only.
You haven't scratched the surface of the quantum realm.
Right.
Actually, that's all you did.
Mm-hmm.
All you did was barely brush against it. And within this barrier.
Janet could have easily explained.
She could
it.
Have said.
She just didn't. She didn't explain anything, which
yeah.
was stupid.
All, and then when really she quick, did. Yeah. That, yeah.
Catherine Newton, the recast. Mm-hmm. How do we feel about it?
It's fine.
I kind of liked it. I don't yeah. know. For I think who? The other actress that played Cassie in Endgame looked a little old to have only been 5 years. Or yeah. five plus Wait, whatever oh, the time between
different?
Ant-Man.
It was a different.
Yeah, different
Oh,
actress.
I don't even know.
I think but that the only thing is, I think she either had bad lines or she's not a good actress, which I don't think is true.
I think her facial expressions were a little over the top for some of the things.
But I think this is because she didn't get words to, like, she was just like, Dad! Dad! Yeah. Like, yeah. the whole time. Like, she had
Don't
to give it in
die,
her face.
Don't die, Dad.
She seemed like kind
also,
of an annoying character to me.
Her, Kate Bishop, they're going to hook up.
You convinced. Think?
That's my fan theory that I mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. I thought about it because I think Cassie is a little bit lesbian. I don't know, just a little bit because of the way that she interacted with the leader of the Freedom Fighters.
Yes.
There was something there. I felt a little bit of chemistry.
But you're going to look me in the eyes and tell me that if you weren't with the leader of the Freedom Fighters, you wouldn't turn a little bit lesbian?
Man, she was bad. But but I think...
I think, all right. All right.
I think Kate Bishop is also
a little bit lesbian.
A little. I just ship them. I don't know. I just think that's a
good
ship.
Oh my god!
Thank you, Jackson.
I'll ship them as well, just for you, Camden.
I'll Thanks. Ship them in 3 days. No yeah. extra handlers.
Wait, what if I spend $20 for overnight?
I'll get it overnight.
Thank God.
Anywho, let's jump into our rating. What do you give this out of 5 holes? It makes sense if you watch the movie. Yeah, this out of 5 holes.
7 holes. Can we rate it out of 7 holes?
Why do you want 7 holes? That's what because of the movie?
Yeah, that's what
But we that's a weird
movie.
Rating. Because then cares? You have to do more math.
I have to do more math. You don't do the math anyways.
Yeah, but you're going to complain there. About it.
Oh, calculator. But it's more funnier.
Out of 7 holes.
Dan, how many holes do you have?
4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thanks.
It makes a lot of questions, right? This is a bathroom hole.
Okay, out of 5 holes, whatever.
Out of 5 holes,
mm-hmm.
just a flat 3.5.
Mm. Yeah, I'm thinking around there. I want to give it a few more points.
I'm going to give it a 3.4.
Okay. I'm going to give it a 3.6. So 3.5.
Wow. Wow. Great wow. work, team. Now, how do we compare?
Last I checked, critics were at like 48% and audience was at 86%. So we're
between.
Right in the
between
middle.
Between closer to audience, I'd say.
Well, that's also because the critics were like, this isn't an Endgame movie.
This is a bad movie. It wasn't really a bad movie.
It wasn't much, though.
It wasn't great.
It just wasn't my favorite movie. I don't know what all these people were saying. Like, this was a sci-fi movie. It didn't really...
You got to keep in mind...
What was that? Did you hear that?
I did.
Like I heard that online. People were like, this is like Star Wars. Like, this movie is so much like sci-fi, Star Trek, Star Wars. And I was like, how?
I thought it was more so like Journey to the Center of the Earth, mm-hmm. where it's like, oh, this stuff has always been here and you didn't know about it. That's why they look weird. Yeah. Broccoli head. And you go, okay.
Now we're in spoilers, though, so we could talk about some cool scenes.
We're going to talk about spoilers right now. So spoiler warning on the board. I'll give you a... Spoilers. So if you don't want anything spoiled or you haven't seen it, come back. Come back afterwards. But if you have seen it or you want to hear about the spoilers anyways, we'll give you some post-credit scenes, some extra thoughts. And what I want to talk about first, let's talk about MODOK. Oh, my God. What?
I know you were so upset during the movie because every time I would laugh at something MODOK did, I looked over and he was just like,
I was just,
face,
like, just like, I was just like.
Yeah, or. His eyes
I
be
was
like wide open
because they're like, hey, yeah, I'm MODOK. I can't fart anymore. And I'm like, what? Why? Who says this?
But isn't MODOK supposed to be like that? I don't understand why.
No, MODOK is supposed to be like this weird, like automaton robot thing. But he is such a pushover in this movie that you never think that he's a mechanized organism designed only for killing. You exclusively see him as Darren. So whenever, like, when he has a scene with all the weapons, you're like, cool. But then
know.
He doesn't
I
do
think,
anything.
I think they did a pretty good job. Every time he would, like, put on the mask and then you'd, like, flare his weapons and, like, get angry. Like, I think that was good showing,
but that didn't
like, how
do
crazy
anything.
He was.
Yeah.
Sure, he didn't go recklessly
You know what
would have
been cool?
Which was stupid. Someone should have died in this movie.
I was about to say, you know what would have been cool? He shows up and he goes, Darren, you look awful. And he kills Hank in the ship. How cool would that have been?
That's what I thought was going to happen. I thought that was like the whole point of bringing MODOK back, because he's going to kill Hank. And Hank's the sad death of the movie. No one dies.
Well, no one that's dies. Not true. MODOK himself.
MODOK yeah. dies. Sorry. No one important dies.
Yeah.
No one of use dies.
Yeah. But
that was a funny scene, though.
I can't complain. That death was probably the funniest death we've had. Mm-hmm. I don't know how
it was really long, but it was awesome. Funny,
but it was really good.
It reminded me of the Deadpool 2 kind of death. The thing with that is like, that was the closest it felt like to Thor Love and Thunder.
Mm.
But it didn't like ruin the movie. I was just like, if it goes any lower, I'm not going to enjoy the rest of this movie. If it continued, but it was fine. Because like, I died in Avenger. And
that was funny.
Yeah, you died in Avenger.
I thought, and like the whole Cassie being like, don't be a It's not too late to never be a dick or something. That was funny too.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. There were moments like, I really think I just disliked the first half of the movie.
Yeah.
The second half of the movie was for sure much better, but maybe that's because a lot more Kang.
There's a lot more happening.
And like, they actually felt like they found a direction halfway through.
Right.
Bill Murray's in this movie, and then he's not.
Mm-hmm. And
I think he died.
I think he died. Yeah.
He died by a calamari. He got like
picked up by it for sure.
Yeah.
Presumed dead.
Anywho, we now know the big threat.
Yeah. We should talk about
Kang is going to kill other universes because. He saw a little Doctor Strange situation. He saw once the Kang start doing multiversal travel, that it's great. They all profit. They go back in time, make themselves rich. They go back and make themselves intelligent, powerful, whatever they want to do, whatever version of them. Most of them awful. He realized that a lot of those end up with incursions where two timelines bash into each other and kill a bunch of people. So he's like, I'll be the middleman. I'll kill everything for the most part. I'll wipe out any timeline that can become an incursion so it never happens. But that's the similar thing to Thanos. Slightly different, because Thanos is like, I warned you. Kang was like, I'm just doing it to save everyone. And they're like, why are you killing all these people? And he's like, because.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got
Have you heard Thanos. The Beyonder theory?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you want to explain it? I feel like you do a better job.
So there's a rumor that Secret Wars, the sixth, which is weird. Mm-hmm. Right? It shouldn't be five, but it's six. The sixth Avengers movie is going to be a battle world situation, which in the comics is one planet with a bunch of different places scattered together, like the Savage Lands, where we'll see a bunch of dinosaurs, a Wolverine, and all that. But the idea that they kind of have rumored for the movie is a bunch of the old characters, Hugh Jackman, Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, all the Fox characters, all the old movies, maybe even Wesley Snipes Blade, they're at that too. That's where we'll see a lot of those characters communicate. But it's also where Kang, a version of Kang, is also the Beyonder, the bad guy of Secret Wars. And the Beyonder is like this interdimensional being who made Battleworld, where he's just like, I want you all to fight for my amusement.
Mm-hmm. So people think that this Kang, who got sucked into the multiverse engine, gets sent beyond time and becomes the Beyonder, and or kills the Beyonder, becomes, you know, in some way or another, becomes the Beyonder, and then comes back after the event of Kang Dynasty, where all the other Kangs, because in the post-credits scene, they're like, we have to do something. Presuming Kang Dynasty is what happens when they decide to do something, Secret Wars will happen when the main Kang from Quantumania comes back as the Beyonder to bring everyone together for Secret Wars, is the current theory that people have.
And with that theory, I don't think that's that interesting. Mm. I feel like if it's a bunch of kings we've never seen who are fighting the Avengers, I don't really care. If it's one or two of them that we've seen.
I think it's going to be the main three that were at the post-credits.
The Robot Kang, the Ramar Tut, that's the bad guy Fantastic Four, Ramar Tut. And then the dragon guy. Who the fuck was that?
Well, they think it's Ramar Tut, Scarlet Centurion, and someone else, right?
Who was that, the one who's like, I called for all of them? Who the fuck was that dragon one?
I don't know. They went over. I've seen videos about it. People think they know who it is. But we'll have to look it up.
Like, I clearly saw, I was like, that's the Pharaoh one.
Mm-hmm.
There's a weird robot future one, whatever. I'm sure it's something. And then
they think it's Iron Lad, right?
Yeah, but that's
who became evil. But
maybe they'll do that. I don't really care. And then there's a dragon one who's kind of dressed like the Mandarin.
Mm-hmm.
The Iron Man 3 Mandarin. The very offensive Mandarin.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I called all the Kangs. And I'm like, why is he blue?
Yeah.
But he wasn't like blue like Kang. It was just a blue dragon.
I liked that post-credit scene, though. That was cool.
Seeing I'm excited.
All of them show up. Yeah. I liked the tech where they teleported in was like
slightly different, too.
A little bit different than what we saw in Multiverse of Madness from Reed Richards. But like still the same tech.
Because it's his grandson. Anywho, the other post-credit scene. Remember how we mentioned how Loki was the most important thing ever? There's a Loki one. This is the only one I thought they were going to do. I called it. Mr. Timely, this old inventor. Some people are like, oh, that's the original Kang. It's not. It's just another variant. But that's pretty much a lead-in into Loki Season 2. That's what they're doing right now. Mm. Owen Wilson and Tom Hiddleston are back, and they're trying to track down different Kangs. And snuff them out before Kang snuffs them out, maybe? I don't know.
How, if he's Reed Richards' grandson, mm-hmm. how is he alive?
He time traveled, probably.
Because that's what the one above He Who Remains said. He was like, once we invented it, that was it.
Like
we could meet anywhere. We could meet each other, and we that's the where the Kang Council.
You know, another thing that doesn't make sense.
What's the thing that doesn't make sense?
If Kang has killed the Avengers an infinite amount of times, how can he ever lose? How did he lose to Ant-Man? I don't get it.
Ants.
I guess.
Didn't talk about that ending.
I just
that would have been so much better if it was just the ants and not the Freedom Fighters. And we focused more on Hank. Talking to the ants, maybe, or like actually discovering, not just be like, oh, they made a type 2 civilization.
Yeah.
Now they're here to help us.
Well.
I like that scene. It was funny. But
you know what? Maybe that's where they explain the temporal thing. Because he did say they got stuck in a different part of the quantum realm where they like aged differently.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I guess that's kind of when they went over.
And they formed a type 2 civilization.
He said they lived 1,000 years.
But then how did,
but even 1,000
years.
How
did they get from the temporal to the quantum realm?
Well, they're type 2
realm.
Civilization.
Like, I don't get
they figured it out.
Well, space ants.
Hank called
ants.
To him.
Ants. Anywho, with that being said, the ants come in and they beat Kang. And it makes sense because in that one, there's like a million ants running at him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just getting overwhelmed. And then MODOK literally like blindsides him because he like does an EMP or something that messes with his tech. Which is like, cool. That's the only way
that
you could
be. So is that all he has? Is he has tech. Like, that's his...
Well, no. We saw in the very end when Kang was going to run through, he has 1,000 years of martial arts because he almost beats the shit out of him.
But I'm just saying, like...
Yeah, no, he
that,
doesn't have power.
Like, he's not...
He's just really smart.
Then how
right?
is he able to just move people with his
See,
mind?
See, that's the thing. That's the cool part about Kang is that he has tech that is so advanced it looks like magic, which is similar to Thor where they're like, it's magic and tech together, so it looks the same. Because we've seen a lot of magic recently in the MCU where it's like, Scarlet Witch can just turn people into string.
Yeah.
Doctor Strange can make space weapons. So it's cool to see someone just have, like, this thing. Oh, no, it doesn't pick you up using your thing. I'm using the iron in your blood to lift you up magnetically and throw you against the wall. You go, oh, that's terrifying.
Gotcha. I just wasn't sure what his powers were based on what we saw in the movie.
It looks like magic,
right?
I think you're kind of just supposed to be like, he could do anything.
Because
that's what I thought.
He takes like a step down and floats on this blue little telepad. I'm like, is that...
It's just kind of like
so advanced tech.
I think his power is if he wants to do it, he probably can figure
out
how
to
do it.
He can make it something
to
do it. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's cultivated like a set that he figured out works for him. And he's like, this is what I go with.
I like lasers that disintegrate people from existence.
Yeah that's terrifying too.
Why didn't he just use it against Ant-Man?
And why did he, when he did use it against Ant-Man, did it just knock him back?
Yeah.
That was weird.
Was this a blast or did he do the beam? And Ant-Man just blocked it good enough.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Ants.
It has to be the ants. It
has to be the ants.
It's the only explanation. They were a type 2 civilization. They figured out how to counteract the Kang
beam.
I don't know why this was my favorite thing that happened action-wise.
Uh-huh.
I just like when Wasp was like, I hope this works, and she's small, and she's throwing a smaller Ant-Man into it, and then he quickly grows into Giant Man and just cannonballs himself into it and blows up the thing. Because they don't know how Kang's time travel works.
To me,
just
though,
like, I think it's
the
rings.
There were too many conveniences against Kang. Like, why did it take him, with all of his technology, like 10 minutes to launch up his spaceship?
Yeah.
Even though it was a multiversal core engine that had presumably unlimited power, that powered his entire facility. Why did they need a force field with rings to start spinning?
And why
wasn't it instant?
And why wasn't it also the base? It was like just the building he was in.
Mm-hmm.
If he wanted to teleport everyone, wouldn't he want...
If it's teleportation, you would think it would be a similar function to how he teleports with those things, which is instant. That's instant. There's no rings spinning.
But I think it's because he was trying to teleport the entire...
He was trying to teleport the army, but...
Wouldn't Kang after a certain point, being the conqueror, go, nah, f*** this, I'm just going to take myself out.
And he tried to at the end by, like, jumping through the portal, but, let's be honest, he would have made it. There's no way that he would have been beaten by Ant-Man at the end there.
Well, he was beat by both of them.
Yeah, I know.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
I know, but up until that point, it was just Ant-Man, and then the Wasp was like, right at the end.
He's taking too long. Let me go help him.
Yeah.
We didn't even talk about how there was no, like... You would think at the end that Ant-Man and the Wasp would be stuck in the quantum realm because they just defeated Kang. The portal closed. They look over the city. They're like,
we did good. And he had that line earlier that's like, I don't need to win. We just both need to lose or something.
I was like, cool. Yeah, Ant-Man's going to die.
He's going to die or he's going to be stuck.
It's
and he's going to lose time. It makes sense, too, because Ant-Man's whole arc is about lost time. Like the first movie, he does time for doing the right thing, for stealing the money. In the second movie, he does time in the quantum realm for doing the right thing again. And in this movie, he should have done time in the quantum realm for saving the universe again. Like that's his whole thing. He serves time for doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And they got rid of it. But there's another theory. At the end of the movie, because things end exactly the way it started, people think that Kang put him in a time loop.
Oh.
And so it's, and that's why he's like, but is he dead? And that's why there's like an eerie feeling at the end of the movie where you're like, what?
I did really enjoy
the
ending.
I loved that. The ending was really cool and like ominous. Like you're like, oh yeah, Kang's not gone, obviously. Yeah.
I like he's like, but they said don't kill him. And if they kill him, that then he gets
something
what he
worse
wants.
Is going to happen. And
did I just kill everyone? Yeah. Whatever. And then keeps walking. Yeah. I thought that was cool. But all in all, I think it was a fun time. Still not the best Ant-Man movie, which is weird. They got it on the first try, and they have not yet captured it. You know what?
It's hard
known?
Though. It's hard when you have a novelty thing.
They should have had Anthony Mackie show up in this one.
Yeah,
I think that would have been it. I don't care for what reason.
Like if he just like was getting dinner with Ant-Man and like or like brunch in the beginning scenes.
It should have been.
Did you
it
see
been
the
Jimmy
guy from
Woo
and from
Ant-Man.
BuzzFeed Unsolved?
Yeah.
Why was he? He was just getting dinner with Ant-Man. I thought that was funny. Oh.
But I thought it was
a lot
like,
of just random cameos.
And I'm not even kidding. I think just having that interconnectedness, and not with everything needs to be, because that's what Kang's for. I'm saying just having like he's established, he's respected, and he's a hero. Like have him like just chatting with like blah blah blah, and they have like a scene where he's like, "So what's it like being Captain America?" He's like, "Blah blah 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 blah," and then they just continue with the movie.
Yeah,
I think little scenes like that, because Falcon randomly showing up in the first Ant-Man, you're like, "Oh." We're in the MCU.
Yeah.
And this one, you're like, yeah, we know Kang. Yes, that's the big bad. And nothing else is like touched on.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels very end of the worldy while still being very enclosed.
No, but they did touch on the line from Civil War when he gets small and says, does anybody have orange slices?
Mm-hmm.
Because he got big. Oh, and then they said,
citrus.
You want citrus, don't you? And Cassie was like, yeah, I really want some citrus right now. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, that's a really weird line to call back to, but like kind of cool.
You're like, wow, I'm glad that this is happening.
This is what I wanted right now.
This is what I wanted in the Kang movie. Overall, I think it gets an okay out of this. With that being said, thank you all so much for joining us for our 100th episode.
I think we should sing us out.
Okay.
Goodbye,
yellow brick road. Jackson, you have to sing it.
I don't know why.
No, because it was in the trailer. Don't daunt this up. This is the 100th episode of Rumi's Talking Movies.
Great work, guys.
You don't talk during the song, Jackson.
Jackson, that was the whole point.
No. I had to end it.